堂听 class.com。
Communication without words. When you learn a foreign language, you must learn more than just the vocabulary and the grammar. To communicate successfully in speech, you must also learn the non-verbal language or body language of that culture. Body language is a term used to describe facial expressions, gestures, and other movements of the body.That send messages. This means of communication is so important that we may actually say more with our movements than we do with words. Speaking a foreign language is sometimes difficult because we may not understand the non-verbal signals of another culture, or they may mean something very different from what they mean in our own culture.For example, nodding the head up and down is a gesture that communicates a different message in different parts of the world. In North America, it means I agree. In the Middle East, nodding the head down means I agree, and up means I disagree. In a conversation among Japanese, it often simply means I am listening.One Japanese student in the United States learned the difference the hard way. While speaking with a salesman, the student nodded his head politely to show that he was paying attention. The next day, the salesman brought a new washing machine to the student's apartment. Eye contact is also very meaningful, but it too can mean different things.In different countries in the United States, arrived at work one morning, her boss asked her, "Did you get a plate?" "No," she answered, wondering what in the world he meant. She worked in an office. Why did the boss ask her about a plate? All day she wondered about her boss's strange question, but she was too embarrassed to ask him about it.At 5 o'clock, when she was getting ready to go home, her boss said, "Please be able to tell someone to come closer." In Asia, the sign is a wave of the hand while curling the fingers downward, the same way some North Americans wave goodbye to children. North Americans make almost the same gesture to tell someone to come close, but they curl their fingers upward.Visitors to other countries must be aware of the difference, or they may send the wrong message. Although we rarely think about it, the distance that we stand from someone during a conversation is also an important part of communication. Generally, North Americans prefer more space than do Latin Americans and people from the Middle East. At an international meeting, a pair of diplomats may move slowly across a room as one of them tries to increase the personal conversation distance and the other tries to decrease it. The person who prefers more distance usually loses the fight when he finds himself with his back against the wall. Although we spend many years learning how to speak a foreign language, misunderstandings can occur unless we also know the non-verbal language and the correct behavior of that culture. We are not really prepared to communicate in a foreign language unless we know whether to shake hands or bow, when to sit and stand, and how to behave in unfamiliar situations. Perhaps a fifth skill ought to be added to the four traditional communication skills of reading, writing, speaking, and listening. Cultural awareness.